Now, second talk about OSRD, it's about the running time calculation, and the best way to calculate the running time is to save energy, and Alex will present it.
Thank you, Loic. Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming to this talk. Today, how to drive a train using the least amount of energy with Mariko algorithm. This talk could have been how to drive a bus using the least amount of energy, or how to drive any public transport that has wheels to use the least amount of energy, and actually even worse with bikes. So I'm Alex Roland, working also at SNCF Réseau on the same project OSRD, for those who were at the previous talk. Here is our GitHub repo if you want to check it out. And I'm going to mostly spend some time on one type of graph, not the space-time that you've seen just before, but this one is called the space-speed. So it's a very easy graph that just represents the speed along the path of the train from its departure to its destination throughout the stops that it might take. On this graph, you have some speed limit that are on the line. Most of the time, the speed limits are quite lower on like train stations. And then the train will leave the departure station with a speed of zero, and then it will accelerate until reaching the different speed limits. Then it will brake to reach the stop at speed zero again, and then accelerate, and then brake again. So this is the fastest drive that the train can make. It accelerates as much as possible, drives as fast as possible, and brakes at the last moment to reach the stop and to reach each